Before we learn the Gemara further, we end up in Dalet Amud Beis. I'd just like to mention Rishash and Daf Samach Amud Beis, which makes a very interesting diyuk, and I think from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, perhaps would seem not like the Rishash. We had in the Mishnah, Ram Gamliel Malve Es Arisov Chitim Bechitim Lezera. Ram Gamliel used to lend the Arisim Chitim Bechitim Lezera. B'yoyker V'huzlu. If when he lent it, it was B'yoyker V'huzlu. Oy B'zoyl V'hukru. Neitel mehem kishar hazel. So, whatever it was, he took the shah hazel, the kechidish is bezul vahukru. So, lechayre, if he would take how much it was beshas the peroin, it would be, that would be the isar of so beso. He was careful to take kishar hazel. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Rishash says amir de kediyek. The Ram it says shay Ram Gamliel malve sariso chitim bechitim. So it seems bishas the halvo. He said, "I'm lending you a saw chitim. You'll pay me back a saw chitim." When they came lemaise bishas the lekichim, so. It was, Bezoil, Vahukru, when it was lent, it was cheap, and later, Bishas Prime was, it was worth more, he took the Shah Hazel. But it seems that Halvo was so beso, Zukterishash Amar de Kechidish, that the Issa, even though by every Halvo's ribbis, there's an Issa Bishas the Ktite, and that alone is also a siminal of Neshech. But over here, by Sobeso, it's different. You look what Lamaisa he took. It's irrelevant. It was Chitim Bechitim. That's what it seems. There was Avo Chitim Bechitim. But you look what he took. That's what the Rishash says. It means the Raya from this Mishnah. Okay, we'll see. Daf Ayin Hey Madalev. If this is a double musket. Now, we are on the last line of Daf Ayin Daud Amad Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Oima Odom Lechalveiroi Halveini Kuchitim. He tells him, lend me a Kuchitim. Bekaitzitz Loidome. Niskaitzitz Loidome. That means b'shas talvo, he says, let's see what Rashi says, kach v'kach domim kishar shal achshav etein loch. I'm going to give you the value of the chitim, the way, how much they're worth now. So l'chayrem, so if that was the case, he lent him a kuchit. And in the upmach was that the loiv is going to pay him the value of the kuchitim. So let's say the value of the kuchitim now was $100. And later, bishas piroin, the value of the chitim is $50. So he gives them $100. That was not mach. I lent you the koitzis loidomim kach v'chadomim kishar. There was a yischaivis. I'm not lending you chitim. I'm lending you a shavius of $100. So now later, a kuch chitim will be worth $50. You have to give me $100. That's lochere. Now the braisa continues. Huzlu, what happens if now a kuch chitim became worth $50? Nice in loichitim, he gives them a kuchitim, which is a stire, what we just said before. Hukru, if it's worth now $150, nice in demayim, Then he gives them $100. Frag the Gemara Valoi Kotzat. He was kited, so it doesn't, we just said, the kited Loi Domim, his kited Domim, that he's going to give him the Shavis that the coup was worth for Shas Talbo. So why does it say, who's Lu Noisin Loi Chitim? Amar Rav Sheshes, Ochi Kama. He has to be kaitzit. Im loy kaitzas, because if he won't be kaitzit, huzlu neitel chitov, hukru neisen demeyim. That means to say that only because of the ktsitze, he can get back dumbo. If there was no ktsitze, is huzlu neitel chitov. That means, so let's just learn the Gemara Elach. It says, Mitzad Dine Halvo is Mechayev, that whatever I lent you, you Mechayev to give me back. I lent you a Kul Chitim, you have to give me back a Kul Chitim. Before, a Kul Chitim was worth $100,000, now it's worth $15, that's irrelevant. The Chiyuv Tashlumi Avos, what I lent you, you have to give back. If now it's worth $150, it's a merdeke ribosh. He says, even though mi dine havo ye olim akul chitim, aba mitzad is a ribis it's all. But here the Mishnah, here it's saying, im loy kotzat, huzlu neitel chitav hukru neisim demay. So let's see, Rashi, become a tanadim, who's lo naitel chita, by the machinim alay kotzat, who's lo nami yitol domim she kotzat, the kamoi ois veizuzihu. So the Gemara answers that it's speaking about loy kotzat. There's a moiridike machloikis achroinim. What is the din if it was kotzat? He lent him a kul chita. Then a kol chitim is worth $100. Now b'shas the piroim, a kol chitim is worth $50. So if he was kotzat, he gives him $100. That's what it says. What if he wants to pay him back in, with chitim? Can he give him $100? And can he give him tuku? Can he give him tuku? That means now it's cheaper. Can he give him tuku? So the Machna Ephraim says he holds his mutter. I mean, it was kotzat. He holds him $100. He's giving tuku. Tuku is also $100. I mean, so what's wrong with tuku? And he brings down oisrim. Others asa, no. Give back $100 is good. To give back tuku, you lent a ku and you're getting back tuku, please. Doesn't it? Even though it was kotzat. The Erech Shai says, he brings down, the Alshech holds it also, and he brings a raya from our Gemara. He says, let's learn the Gemara. Hilveini kuchitim, v'koitzitz leidomim, fuzlu, and now it became cheaper, noisin leichitim. So maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. What's your problem? Huzlu noisin leichitim means that if it was huzlu, since it was kaitzit, he can give him now chitim tuku. What's the problem? Huzlu, that's the chiddush, that he can even give him chitim, even though it'll be double the amount of the chitim that he borrowed. So he wants to bring a raya from this Gemara, not like the Machna Ephraim, but it's awesome. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Lo yoyma odom lechaveru halveini kul chitim vani etein lecho legoyre. That's weiter the din of so beso. Halveini kul chitim vani etein lecho legoyre. Let us just see Tosfos for 1 minute. Halveini kul chitim vani etein lecho legoyre osa dechayishinan shemot hisyake. She can't, that's so beso. Afo pi shein rogel is yakir. Sal kaponim, but that's also. Avol oim aloi, הלוויני עד שיובוי בני, אוי עד שאמצע מבטח. But what is, if he really has a kulchitim now, but he lost the key. He lost the key. He needs now a kulchitim. He has in his warehouse a kulchitim, but he lost the key. And he needs now a kulchitim. Or his son will bring the kul. So Lamaise, he has now a kulchitim, and he's making up with him, I'm going to pay you back a kulchitim, but it's yeshloi. So here it says, this is mutter. Now, what does Rashi say? Avoloima halveini ad sheyovoi bni. The kivin the yeshloi shapir domi. If he has a kul, so beso the rabbonan who? It's only ribis the rabbonan. The lav neshech the yeraisa. V'chi yesh loy loy goza. And if he has, the one goes. Now, what is the svara of yesh loy loy goza? So Rashi daf mem dalet omed beis says, She'elu she'biyodoi niknin lemalve, if it's yeshloi, so the kul that he has, b'shas when the malve lends him a kul, so the kul that the loiva possesses is niknin lemalve, u'b'shusay hukul. So memela, what's the whole issar of so b'so? She'mo Yishyaker, so that what? You lend me a saw that's worth $100,000, give you back a saw that's worth $150, that's the whole issue. So you're getting more than I lent you, but if it's Yeshloi, so we consider She'elu She'biyodoi Niknim Lemalve, Ubil Shusai Hukru, and Lemaisa, so you, it's like you were kind of ready this saw. So now when I'm going to give you back, I'm going to give you back a kul which is worth $150. So it's b'shusay hukul. That means you are already koine this saw now, which is worth $100. When I give it back, it's worth $150. B'shusay hukul. The ribis saw b'saw the rabbonon, b'chi agavnu legozov. This is the loshon of Rashi daf mem dalet amud beis. And b'etzem we have to know there was no ma'aseh kinyan, and it's we'll see soon. It's not mamish; doesn't belong to the malve. But al kaponim in the ribis the rabbonon, they made such a heter that we consider ke'ilu it was. He was kind of the saw now, and the yaike is b'shusay hukru. That's what Rashi says, mandal the mitzvah. Mehila loisa, let's continue the Mishnah. Hila lasa. Vechein, that's one isser of hilul. So hilul asa by yeshla. Vechein ho yehilul oimer, leisalve ishe kike lechavoto ashetasena domim. Another chumra of Hillel. Hillel says, if one Isha lends another Isha, a kika, a bulkalem, see, even though it's a dover muet, and we'll see later in the Gemara by a dover muet, it's a svara to say that Chazal did not asa so b'so, but Hillel asa. So Hillel said, if you lend a kika, so you have to figure out how much it's worth, and then that's how much you're going to pay back. Zok the Gemara, Omar Ravune, yesh lo yso, lo veso. Now that what it says in the Mishnah, that halveini achiyove v'ni, nizel is mutter, so the heter is as follows. Yesh loy so, if he has a so, he possesses a so, love a so, so he can borrow a so. And then we say the lomdis, she the so, she biyode nikne le malve, b'shusa yukru. Sosayim, what if he has two so? Lava sosayim. But that means it has to be eiskahalten. That yeshloi is only mutter that he has kineged the halvo. If the halvo is more than yeshloi, so you can't make a halvo on more than yeshloi. Rav Yitzchak Oimer afilu yeshloi so lava aleo kamo kul. And Rav Yitzchak said, no, you don't have to have the amount of the halvo, but if he has one so, you can borrow kamo kul. Tony Rav Chiya l'siyue l'Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Chiya brought a raya to Rav Yitzchak. We learned about raya, tipis yayin ein loy, tipa shemen ein loy, that it's also to borrow yayin, to borrow shemen, if tipas yayin ein loy, if he doesn't even have one tipas yayin. Or yesh loy, but if he has a tipas yayin, lova le kama tipin. So we see that the heta of yesh loy, it is not necessary to have kineged the whole halva. Be he hear something, there's a heter of yesh. Vehillel oisa, and hillel asa, by yeshloi. Amar Nachman amashmul, aloche kedivrei hillel. So the Gemara, v'las ilchus kibosa, we don't paskin like hillel, we paskin, yeshloi is mutter. Kama kuri. So now, Rashi is going to say pshat, in Rav Yitzchak, that in Glover Kamakurim, the whole Chode v'Chode Amrina. By every kul, we say, Zu Tehei Tachteha. That the saw will be Tachas, we'll see this, the Kamakurim, Kneged, each saw that he lent him. Now, Rashi wants to explain something. I mean, l'chayre, how can you say it's tachteo? If it's koni to the malve, the first saw is koni to the malve for the first saw, so now he doesn't have a second saw. That's koni to the malve. So Rashi says, sherei eino knuyo le malve. It's really not koni to the malve. It really doesn't belong to him. In reality, this saw, that which in halacha we said, she'ele shebiyodai niknin lemalve, the melech shleim ha-mishnai says, doesn't mean niknin lemalve, means it's meshubed lemalve. But it's not koni to the malve. Ubiyodai la'oich lo lemaicha. If he wants, he can eat it up. V'nim says, oiso shel lovo. So that means the saw that he borrowed, if he can eat up this saw, so how will that saw be paid up? Niskefes al perish ebishuk. That means in your saw, we don't say that the malva was kind of this saw and finish. No, really, the choyv of the salvo will be paid up from Perish HaBishuk. Theoretically, the Leiva can eat up this saw. Uch shelove kol achas v'achas, so by each saw that he's borrowing, he has one saw, and he's borrowing kamekurim. So each saw that he's borrowing, Shalova kolachas va'achas lova beheta, so was alvo beheta. Do ilu lova so achas v'ochlo. So Rashi says like this: what will be if he borrowed one so, and he ate up that so? Va'ochel gam horishayno, and he ate up the so that he had. What's good? Let's put here with the. Rav Yitzchak says a kuli can borrow kama soy, but let's go by one saw. If he borrowed one saw, and he had a saw by him, And he ate up that saw that he borrowed. And he ate up the saw that he had. Now what's the din over there? Hoyo shelovo beheta. But when he borrowed beheta. That means we have a heter by saw beso im yeshloi. It's mutter. Yishalim chitim. Now he can pay a chitim. He can pay a chitim. Afilu nishakru a chitim. That's the din. Ochinami kshelovo beheta love kol sto viso. He saw hachinami kshelovo beheta love kol sto viso. So here, every saw that he borrowed was beheta. Shreizu emedes. I have this saw connected this second saw I'm borrowing. So that makes it a halva beheta. Now, I'd like to mention two nekudas. Now, Rashi mentions that the longest of Yesh Lo Yisor is, that is matter the halvo of so beso. Shelova kolachas va'achas lova beheta. And Rashi says, because you don't need that, and Rashi proves it, because you don't need the saw that he had Bishas Piroin, because he can eat up his saw already. So, the whole accomplishment of the saw that he has is to make it Ahavo Beheta. So I wanted to mention two Ha'oras. Ha'ora number one, L'chayre Meritis Loshna Rashi, it would seem that there's an Isser Halvo of Sobiso. But if the Loive has a so, so it's our matter. So, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, the giving the Yesh Loi Shapirdomi, the Sobiso the Rabbonanu, Bechi Yesh Loi Loi Gozo. So they were matter Halvo's Sobiso be Yesh Loi. Now, between you and me, we mentioned Rashi Daf Memdaladom at Bay says the lumdus of the heter is, because I say, She'elu Shebiyodai Nikne Lamalve Ubeshusai Hukru. So, Kan She'ela Ben Beshusai Hukru. Azer Shein Beshusai Hukru, if Rashi says he's allowed to eat up the saw. So, L'chayre, he lent him a saw. Then Rashi says he ate up that saw, he ate up his saw. He, how he's gonna get paid? He's gonna get paid by the Pele Shebishuk. So where's the Bishusai Hukru? So it would seem, all I need is Bishas Halvo. He should have Peres that theoretically I could say it's Knuyeloi and Obi Bishusai Hukru. I only have to be Matar Davo. What happens the next minute is irrelevant. Chazal only said Bishas Alvo, you have to have a saw that we could consider you were kind of the saw of Bishusai Hukru. If it will be Hukru. But after that, you don't need that saw either. I mean, I say what Tabasai is giving some for Rashi. And L'chayna, this would seem not like the Rishash. I mean, the Rishash said that saw Bisho, the Rishash is Bechal no Issa saw Bisho. The whole Issa is to take it. That's what I write for Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel was mal v'chitin b'chitin. As long as later was hukah, you take the shah azel, shalom al Yisrael. L'chayre from our Rashi, it would seem there is an Issa havo of so b'so. And if it was yeshloi, so it's muta. That havo becomes muta. Shalom, kolachas, machas, lovo b'eta. That's all. Need a more better. These two hearts. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Lesilchis Kibosai. we don't paskin like Hillel. So now we don't paskin like Hillel. Hillel held that yesh lo yisasa. We don't paskin like Hillel. V'nireh. So now, not according to Hillel, the Tanakhama said, yesh lo is muta. So we hear the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchok. What is the heter of yesh lo? Rav Huna said the heter from yesh lo is yesh lo saw love saw. He has to have yeshloi keneged the halvo, but more than yeshloi he cannot borrow. And Rabbi Yitzchok said, yeshloi so, love all of kamakurim. So Taisa says, if we don't paskin like Hillel, and we paskin that yeshloi is mute, nire, so now in yeshloi, how much yeshloi do you need? So when you're the hashtag, came along, Rabbi Yitzchok, we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchok. Afilu shayin lo yala so, love amen, o kamakuri. The baraisa, the rabchiyah, misayalai. We brought a raya from a baraisa to Rabbi Yitzchok. That, yesh lo tipa achas love kamatipin. So it seems we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchok. Now before, if I would say aloha kehillel, so forget about it. Hillel, the Braise is going according to the Tanakhama, we paskin like Hillel. But the minute we say the less Hilchas like Hillel, so now we paskin like the Tanakhama, so according to the Tanakhama, we paskin like Kabyitz. Fine. The Rivon Pirish, now the Rivon said a shtik toire. The Yachad, afilu according to Rabbi Yitzchok, yesh loy, so, love of kamakurim, the biyachet ein yochel lahalveis elakamayshe yeshloi. That means that you cannot borrow kamakurim because he has a so. That doesn't make sense. He's borrowing kamakurim and he has a so. Elakamayshe yeshloi. You can only borrow Kama sheyeshloi. Aye, so how are you borrowing kama kurim? Ubezech hazeh davke shori. That means that when he's borrowing kama kurim, that means bezech hazeh. That first I'm borrowing one so, can I get this so I have a so? Then we say, no, listen, if I want to eat this so, the so doesn't have to remain. So then I borrow a second saw. The kamakurim is there are thousands of halvois and in each halvo I have a saw. That's what Rivon says. Umiu baha moide Rivon. Rivon is moide afilu yiten loy biyachad. Afilu he gives him everything at once. The Yoima, but he says, Knibus Echazeh, it's irrelevant how he gets it, Bepoil. He can get everything, Bepoil, Babasachas, but we spoke out that the Halvo is Bezechazeh, Shori. So, that'll also be Mutter. That means, according to the Chumra of the Ribon, you need Bezechazeh, not in the Nesinus, you need Bezechazeh. We say in the Kenyan, you'll be kind of Bezechazeh. Why? What's the raya? The bedova lach mistama shayfich biyachat b'shori kamatipin. He said yesh lo tipa achas, so you borrow kamatipin. So snapshot as he takes a dropper and is going to start giving him a drop after a drop. So mistama shayfich kamatipin b'sachas. So if I count in the scene, it could be b'sachas, but we speak out that the halvo is b'sachas. That Shitas HaRivon, and the Maritat says Rashi, also seems to hold like that. Shalove b'het alove kol so v'so, sh'rizu emet, it's Rashi v'histois, that it's alvo each so v'so. Supnis lilo, shalove kalachas v'achas love b'et, Rashi v'histois, there's alvos, the separate alvos. And Taisu says, "Ami yonira dein tzorich ledakde, kalakei chalbe bebasachas l'rabitzot." The oisa tipa yochalis keneged kol tipa v'tipa. Okay? That he's lending kamakurim and this source keneged the bas achas, if you're negative, and that's the kula of sah b'sah. Zok the Gemara b'ayit. V'chein hoya hilal oimer v'yisal v'ishe. And this is speaking about hilal asad that for an isha to lend a kikar achas, unless will be shum the kikar, and then you give back how much the kikar was worth. They can't give back another kikar, even though it's a dover mu'ed. But there's an isaribis. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Aloche Kedivrei Hillel. Basilchus Kibosi. Nabachena Hillel Aimel Aisal Veish Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zuda Veihillel Avochachomim Aimrim Lovim Stam Upayrim Stam. You don't have to be Paseno Domim. You lend a Bukala, you give back a Bukala. Shalom Al Yisrael. V'Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said like this: "Bnei Chabure Amakpidim Zelze." We'll see exactly what this is in Rashi and Tosfos. You have a Bnei Chabure. You have a lot of people in the Chabure. Amakpidim Zelze, and each one is makpid. We'll see they borrow one from the other, but they're very makpid. They want to make sure whatever they lent, they're going to get back. Exactly. Ivrim. So this Bnei Chabure, they're noyig like this in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the perhaps they'll be sure they'll get back exactly what they lent. But the over a multitude of Yisroel, Ivrim, Mishum Mide, Mishum Mishkal, Mishum Minyan, Mishum Lavin, Apayrim Beyontev, Chedivrei Hillel, and according to Hillel, since the Makpidim, Af Mishum Ribis. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, B'nei Chabur. Now, Lavin, Kikrei Stam, but like Tzitzas Domin, we don't hold like Hillel, and you could lend a kika without Tzitzas Domin. Shleich miru ledadik beisa so beso kol kach by kikreis by adava mu'et, they were not machmir. B'nei chabure, hoichim baderech ayeshim bebayis echot, ish lesudas atzma. Each person has his own suda. Hamakpidim ze al ze. She'ein moichlin al dova mu'ed. They're makpid. They're not moichel al dova mu'ed. Umakpidim mahalvois ze ze. Bemido, bemishkol, o beminyin. Everything is measured, is weighed, is counted. Oivrim. B'shabosais v'yomim toivim, b'shim lovim upoivim. So in Shabbos in Antiv the Oiva, a multitude of Yisro. Tisnam b'mesechei Shabbos, u'bavat shloyim aloi halveini. That means you could lend food, but you have to be careful what you're saying. You say aloshin shayli, you don't say halveini. B'osim aforish taim eshem ayichtoiv. That means if you say halveini, so it's halvos. But you lend someone something, you have to write a shtar. So shema yichtoy. So Shabbos, when you want to borrow something, you don't say halveini. You say a different lashon. We'll see clear on Tosfos. But these people who are makpidim, so they're over and loving the poirim, midah mishkol amin. Now let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos. Bnei chabura makpidim ze al ze, oivrim mishumid, perish. So Tosfos is two mahalchim in the Gemara. The first mahalch is, perish, mitoich shem makpidim, since these people are makpidim, boim lidei kach, so they're makpid, so their lifestyle overrides Hilchos Shabbos. It's not beperik ein tzodim. Oymer Adam Lechaveiroi, Mali Li Klise. In Shabbos and Yom Tov, I can tell a person, please fill me up this Kli. Avoloi Bemide. Perish Shaloi Yiskeloi Shein Mide. You should not mention a Mide. You shouldn't say, fill up this quart, fill up this. You're talking about a Mide. Some medidas also outside the chel. So don't sell, fill up this quart, fill up this keli. But, k'peidoson k'remes lehen, lahaskir k'dei she mevura yofim ma shem ischayiv lozeh. That means, since these people are makbid, they want to, it should be clear exactly what he owes me. So Mamela, they say, fill up this quart. Nitten Shabbos geret. But, that's what they do. I mean, you have to say a quart. You can say this meat. The lady will have a shayla. What kind of a keli did he give him? So Mamela, in order to make sure that he's going to get back what he lent him, they're mevater on Hilchus Shabbos. And they do that. V'chein mishko, you're not allowed to weigh in Shabbos. Tznan ein mashkichin bekaf moiznayim koliko. You're not allowed to put anything on a scale. That means halaloche, even if you want to put something on a scale in order to make sure that the rat shouldn't come to it, so putting it on a high scale, so memel, that's also asa. You don't Chesbon with a scale. You know, the Chazal asked Mishkal and Shabbos that you don't use a scale. V'heim mitoich shemakpidim. These bnei chabura are makpid. They want to make sure they will get exactly back what they lent. Shoytlim b'moznayim. So that's one pshat in Tosfos that because of their hakpada they override Hilchus Shabbos in order to make sure they won't lose an ounce. That's one pshat. Inami, now Taisu says a second pshat. Perhaps that is not pshat that Nechabura Makpidim Oivrim Mishamida, that means because of this Mida Ro, so they do blatant Isurim. That I wouldn't say. A pshat is like this. Afilu biyad osalam lishko. That means even they're not shoykel b'maznayim. They're shoykel biyad. That means they take, let's say, a weight in one hand, and they take the piece of meat in the other hand, and they try to figure out how much the piece of meat weighs. So by them, so even though the shekel biyad, it is still also k'moy bebosnayim lefi shemedak dekim harbi. That means when the shekel biyad will take a good 15 minutes for them to figure out. You are not using a maznayim, but to figure out exactly how much this piece of meat weighed. The medak dekim harbi. So by them, a shekel biyad is also af al gav. The shori hosam betabach she'ein umen, even though a tabach that is not an umen she'ein a makpid. So the din is in Shabbos. I can go over to tabach she'ein a umen, and he'll be shoykel biyad and shalom al Yisrael, and that's if you're not medagdik. But if you're medagdik, so then biyad is also awesome. V'chein osalam loyma malei li klizeh. By them, the klizeh, some of them madgish the klizeh, this keli, some of mele. So after saying it 10 times, you know clearly that the klizeh. So, afilib loyas kores mide. So Taisa says, tu pshotem. And Oivre Mishamide. If Oivre Mishamide means because of this Tchunaro, they do Isurim Behedyen, or afilu they do things which for everyone else is muta, for them it's also. Since they're medagdikim. Chaymashma mitoich, what does it say, it's perish b'msech yishav espek shoyu, b'nei chabure shemedagdikim zeh or zeh, sh'omar echod lechaveiroi, mono shalokachto gedoilo, ten li kamois of uhushoik la biyada. If again, the Ben Chananel says klo, that if his shikol biyada is also awesome. Mishum minyan. Now there's an issa, so now we hear betuk shatam and taisvis, mishkol afilu biyada is also t'mimala amida, afilu he doesn't mention the shemida is also awesome. Now what's pshat minyan? What is pshat by them is a yisaminyim. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Im hoyu agoizin mushkeidim v'day malan. For Omar, and he tells them like this. Lokachto esrim agoizin. You took 10 agoizin. Yamani ekach esrim. So I'm going to take back from you esrim. So he's not only saying what he did, he's saying what he's going to do. You took 20 egoism, I'm going to take back for you 20 egoism. Or maybe worse, b'shor shenoitlo, when he takes the egoism, he tells him, hamtein, wait, at she'eshkel hamone t'lalvei the money. But she emdoid oirech hadogim till our measure the dogim, bakishuim, the emne habeim bagoizim bashkadim shatter noitu till, she etel gam oni bimishkol bimidosim bimignon. So, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, tupshote. The first shat Rabbeinu Chananel says, there's an issa, even if he doesn't say, I'll count it first, but he says, you took 20, remember, I'm going to take 20 from you. And the second shot is, perhaps that is mutter, but he told them, I want to count over how much you took. And then I'm going to take 20 from you. Whatever you took, I'm going to take. Mashma shorotzolem. So what did Rabbi Nechananel say? Af al gab de shori loymer lechen b'ni harogel etzloy. The din is in Shabbos. I know a storekeeper. I go over to the storekeeper in Shabbos. Tell me, Esrim Agoizim. I can say, give me 20 Agoizim. And it's mutter, finished. Takenit in Shabbos Keret. Meret Kornish, give me 20 Agoizim. That's all. I trust the storekeeper trusts me, gives me 20 Agoizim, he counts it over. Shalom Ayisra. Zeo, Lefi shein mash mishom tahi shum kpei da alaminyim. El shemidi shekol kach utzoch. He just wants to come out how many egoism he needs. So memele, he just told him what he needs, but we're not making a whole asik that they took 20 egoism here. Avok sha'oma lakachas lakachtacho. But if he says, you took 20, gamani etelcho, there already he's matped aluminium. So this is klar already. This is like an uvde dechil, like it's maser matan, and this is also. Vinami in the Rabbi Nechanana was mesupid. Maybe shori bichiyah gavne. Maybe that is mutter. If I just say you took 20, I'll take 20 from you. Perhaps that is mutter. That is not an uvde dechel. Namit ki goin sha'om alei hamtein at she'em neloch ergois mishata noito betel gamani ki min yonom. That is an issa minyan. That is an uvde dechel. That's niri kemasa matan. He has to count it over first and then he says, I'm going to get back for you whatever I counted. Chayin kain ze b'mida b'mishkol also with as a perish with a dos. That means could be even though he didn't make also the k'mishkol like the second shot in the Taisus before But by saying this pisgam that I'm going to take, or so then it's also, so that's chilul Shabbos. That's one mahalach. Ro'ed meforish balalochis k'daylis, a different mahalach. Iser minyan b'minyan b'inyan acha b'ilchis shantik. Iser minyan is like this. Hoylach odom eitzel roya rogu. Reise b'soy perke in tzor. Ad v'omar ten li esrim bayim v'esrim egoizim. Yes, for 20 bayim, 20 goyim. Kinder balabayis li yismayna b'sef beisya sarav chastim chofrev mayni. That's mutter. Some say you say. Ubabad shlo yaski loy schum mini. But don't make a schum mini. We'll see exactly what that means soon. Abshimon alo zoimer, ubabad shlo yaski loy schum mekach. So the Bahag learned pshat, that oivrim al minyan, speaking about when you are masker a schum minyan, and we're going to explain what that means. Schum minyan, Schum minyan means as follows. If you have a nokid schum minyan, if you have a nokid minay shitin, that means till now he had taken from him 60. Vahashte nokid minay arboy. Now he's taking another 40. Loy lay malay malaluhu meya. That's also. If he says, that means like this, if he says, can you give me 40 egoizim, and he gives him 40 egoizim, that's mutter. But if he says, oh, now you took 40, and there was 60 from before you took yesterday, so all together, you owe now 100. You took 100. V'nire datam. This is the Bahag. That's the schum minyan is also. Kimin shabol ledagdik betzimtzum acheshbin. He's asking for 40. What's that for machen? The cheshbin, the boyu cheshbin, what was till now? Also, she'ein ze kederich balabayis kein rogel ledagdik betzimtzum acheshbinis. Ke'ein ze. V'chumre gdoylehi. So Taisus, this is a gewaltig, what did he say over here? He just said, Taisus before said, you're gonna give me back 20, it's to me the master matin. But here, I'm just saying, you took now 40, and yesterday you took 60, so that all together it's 100. So Taisus holds it's a chumr gedoyle de bahad. Venire, in this chumas the davkik should noisnim kuf egoizim beputa. If there's a cheshbin that 100 egoizim, so then it sounds businesslike. That means that 100 egoizim cost a puta. So mamela, if I said now it's 100, so there's something else also. Now you owe a puta. But if the price of the price is 120 a geizim for pruta, and I say now you owe 100 a geizim, so what's this? I said yes, today 100 a geizim, so what's this? So Taisus says I feel like the bahag that'll be mutter. Also, the cheshbin shel kuf leishayich letzimtzum domim. This magic number of 100 has nothing to do with money. I need a sheyosa. Right. That's chum minyan that is also. Uschum mekach pirish bahad. Yamenoket minei chamisha danki. Before he owed him 5/6 of a dinner. Bahashte noket minei bidanki. Now he took something that's a 6th of a dinner. Loilei mole. Malili, malili be dinner. Oh, now you owe a dinner. Benire, now here we're talking about money already. This we understand already that this is not a Shabbos to Kishprach. Benire, shaloi pirish came bishvil sheyem mutim lokechim and a shava dinner beyachat, the loi mahare yesh dinner. The Bahag did not mean that if he took a shava dinner right away, and he told him, you know, that's a dinner. He said, that's it. That's it. Mekach hamemkach. V'lo yasa ela davke shemadag de glitzamtze b'mili adina. Da pshita da namiyos. If I say, you took a dollar's worth, so finish, so that's it. Uma shepirish kein bahag, the shema ha yaposhet ze yoyselese. That's the shema yaposhet ze yoyselese. Shemaskir shum hamekach shalikayach achsho. That means, if I say you took a dollar's worth, so that's good. I just gave you a dollar's worth of a geiser. So that's it also. If I tell you that from what you took now, it will be a dollar. So I'm not telling you that now you took a dollar's worth. So the Bag is saying this is also awesome. The Bene Chanan goes from Meseches Beis Chomekach Milzit Anakamet Chomilse Chominim BeMilse Nafshim BeNaloza. Avo the Sefte Kosav Kamei Palalachis Gdeilus. Avo Besforim Shalomu Kosav Chomide BeMilse Detanakamet Chomekach Milse Nafshim BeNaloza. That's our Girse. Veinire Rofi Girse Zula Metzino Isra Minyan Loi BeMishnah Loi BeRaisa. And came in Olam the Shmuel Issa Minyan to come over him Issa Minyan to mash Mishos Issa Yedu Olam to my Midu Mishka. U Mishum Lovin U Poiren Biyomtev. Osa Loima Lachaveroi Loshen Havo O Priye. That means that you're not allowed to say a Loshen Havo O Priye, a Loyesh Loi Loima Loshin Shaila V'chazore. It says, a Loshin Shaila V'chazore. So, but they don't do that. The Makpidim say, Loshin Havo Opriye. V'heim Einam Reutzim Loimakein. A Loshin Shaila Mashme. If you don't say a Loshin Shaila, Mashme Doda Be'ene. A Shaila means, I'm going to return it to you. Machashe Beliboy. I show you. Shimyaski Loshin Shiloh, Shiske Lahavsa Miyat. I won't say Loshin Shiloh, tell me. Oh, you were shown, now give it back to me already. Vyesh Mephoshin, Tiyontev Loikoi Ella Alovin Opoiren. That what it's also, the Oiva and Lovin Opoiren, that's Beyontev. Aval Oivre Mishamido O Mishkala Minyi Nokat Linyin Gezel. That means the whole makpid has to be exact. So the oiver, they don't give them exactly what they took, so the oiver is canceled. Yev shalem came to pek, shayl, mais lahosom, linyin shak.